Welcome to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. Let's go around and introduce everyone and see how everyone's feeling.
Hello, I'm Adam. I am incredibly tired and incredibly sore.
Hello, I'm Maggie, and I am incredibly stressed out.
Oh, my.
Hello, I'm Haley, and I'm tired.
Hi, I'm Mari, and I don't know how I am. Okay.
Okay.
I'm Ashley, and I'm good.
And I'm your host, Deborah. We're going to get started today with our first topic, music. And this month, our music topic is musical groups. So different musical groups, including boy bands, girl groups, duos, trios, or just your favorite band. Let's go around and see what everyone has to say.
My favorite is one that my friend and I listen to, The Longest Johns. They sing sea shanties and just random stuff. And we may or may not have, after cross-country practice today, been singing one of their songs in the weight room.
Okay.
Because we felt like it.
Never heard of them.
My favorite band changes like every day, but right now it's My Chemical Romance because there's a nostalgia appeal from like fourth grade. that's it.
Oh my gosh.
Haley.
Grew up on that one.
Right now, it would be probably One Direction. Right now.
Fair.
Right now.
Fair.
I'm trying, I don't have to be like the Backstreet Lovers or something? I forgot what they're called.
Backstreet Boys?
No. Backstreet Lovers? I forgot what they're called.
It was good. They are not your favorite right now. Pick another one.
Slipknot.
Okay. Probably.
Yes!
Okay.
I don't have a favorite.
You have a band, duo?
No,
I don't. Do you like music?
Just say Skid Row.
I don't know who that is.
Solo artist.
Music's just not
music. Not your thing. That's fair.
That's fair.
Uh-huh.
Music's not your thing. That's totally fair. There's lots of good bands out there, so.
And I prefer movie scores.
We talked about that last time.
So go with Hans Zimmer.
There you go.
Okay, Hans Zimmer, movie scores. Got it. Okay, so now we have our book of interest, our 2022 YA Reading Challenge winner, which is by Faye Kellerman. And Maggie is going to give us a short little description and tell us about it. Here you go, Maggie.
Hi. So Prism is about a group of kind of friends who go on a school field trip, and then they get in, like, a crash, and then they go into a cave for shelter, I guess. And then they get, they go into a parallel alternate universe, where something really important doesn't exist, but if I say it, it'll spoil the whole thing.
No spoilers. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And so, basically, they went back in time a little bit, too, so they have, in this alternate universe, they have to go on the school trip again, and they're gonna use that school trip to like go back to their universe. And the main character, she meets a boy who apparently knows about the thing that's missing in their universe, which is apparently illegal, I guess. Like, yeah. There's a little bit of romance, I think, but but it's a good book. 10 out of 10.
Awesome. I know it's on my list to check out now. So we're on to our subject of the month, National Ice Cream Month. So we're going to go around, talk about our favorite ice cream flavor, maybe our favorite place to get that ice cream. Let's start with Adam.
Y'all are going to hate me, but Brahms Vanilla Ice Cream.
Slay. Slay.
I like vanilla ice cream.
That's fair.
Okay, slut.
So they're vanilla ice cream or they're vanilla frozen yogurt, like the soft serve?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Okay.
Never tried their frozen yogurt.
Okay. Okay, fair.
My favorite is, this is really basic, but it's chocolate ice cream from Andy's. It's over by a Walmart.
Yeah.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's real good.
Okay, my favorite ice cream flavor would have to be chocolate chip cookie dough.
Slay. Anywhere particular?
Classic.
Brahms.
Brahms.
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip, obviously.
From?
I don't know. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Fur.
I have two favorites. I do like chocolate chip cookie dough from Brahms, mm-hmm. but I also like raspberry ice cream, which I had in Germany. And it was from, like, these people from Italy that came over to Germany.
It's not like a sorbet, it's like an ice cream?
It's an ice cream.
I'm intrigued.
It's good.
I'm intrigued.
My favorite ice cream right now is a combination. I'm really in love with the Dairy Queen cupcake. If you haven't had a Dairy Queen cupcake, you should check it out. It's a cupcake version of their ice cream cake. Chocolate, the crumbly stuff, vanilla, and frosting all in a little sundae cup. I know, right? It's only like $3. It's awesome. I am very passionate about my ice cream, but that's my favorite right now. Okay, so special interest video games. What we're discussing. Everyone's pretty excited about that. So maybe start with what video game you're playing right now. All-time favorites. Let's go around. Check it out.
The one that I've played the most recently, because I play like a bajillion, is Sid Meier's Civilization VI.
Slay.
Yes, and because history nerd. And yeah, it's been a roller coaster because I am... The synopsis, I am playing as the Aztecs. I am allied with Saladin, and Cleopatra hates me.
That's real random.
Yes.
That's real random.
Yeah. Oof. And fun times.
Yeah.
My favorite video game right now is Deltarune. There's two chapters, and there's going to be like 7 or 8. And I think a third one is coming out. But, really good game. If you know Undertale, it's basically the same storyline. You fall down somewhere, and then you come out of it. But this time, you save the world.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, murdering.
Slay! You can, in this one.
I don't got one right now.
Yeah, what have you been playing? Have you played anything recently?
Can I answer that for her?
It's quite easy. It's her time with the microphone.
No.
Okay.
Probably like Diablo or Sally Face.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Diablo is Diablo.
Never played it, but I've heard that it is amazing.
It's fun.
A video game I've been playing recently is Minecraft with my little sister.
Yeah,
so.
It's fair. Lovely.
Yeah,
a classic.
Yeah, I play Minecraft a good bit, but I've kind of not. I've been playing Minecraft a bit, but I just stopped playing because my brother and we both found other video games and he got a gaming setup, and he now plays computer games, and I got a Nintendo Switch, and I now play things on my Nintendo Switch.
I have it.
No.
And here I am, super old school, and my favorite games like Duck Hunt and like Super Mario.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, the classics, classics.
I play Super Mario Bros. Every time I go to my grandma's.
Right? And then Mario Kart. I love some Mario Kart.
That's old Nintendo.
That's awesome.
I feel like one of the original Nintendos was in my girl's basement. It is amazing.
Okay, so we're talking about sports now, and we're talking about some lesser known sports. I have a list that we can discuss, but I thought I'd go around and see if anyone has a favorite lesser known sport.
Okay, I've got one that my brother told me about. Actually, he went down to Texas. Armadillo racing. The way you do it is the armadillos are put at the starting line, then you just lay down behind the armadillo and blow on their back and make them walk for it. And you do that and you race to the finish. My brother has a video of it because he went down to Texas for a thing, and yeah, brought back the video of it, and we were all laughing because Texas.
You know?
Because Texas.
Texas, that's all there is.
My favorite sport is very lesser known. It's called watching how fast people get mad on Twitter.
I love that!
That's fair.
I also don't have one. Like, I don't.
Awesome.
Sports are my thing. Also.
No, like, lesser known sports, you're like, that's intriguing. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I want Maggie there. Yeah.
That is top tier.
That was good.
But yeah. In other words, no, I do not have one.
I don't have a favorite either.
Okay.
So just to discuss a couple lesser known sports, we have Quidditch, however you want to say it.
How do you play that?
I mean, literally run around with a broom between your leg, and you have the quaffle, and you throw it into the rings, and I don't know how beaters work, and I don't know how the snitch works, but I know that that happens. I've seen a video. They have a thing at WSU. They play it, and I know other colleges do it, too.
I'm calling it Quidditch because of Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah, okay. Zorbing. When you're in a big, giant, essentially blown-up hamster ball and racing, called zorbing. Who knew? Didn't know it had a name. Ostrich racing. Apparently, you can ride an ostrich. That's I had no idea.
You can do that. Just you probably not end up very well. I got mad at you.
Right. Curling is on the list.
I love curling.
Yep, Maggie loves curling. It's good to watch. It's interesting. Ones that I think people will know: lacrosse, rugby, cricket. Like. Not popular necessarily here, but
British
people do like them. Canada. And then I have color guard written down, the sport of the arts, because you got to throw something in there real random. Why not?
One called wife lifting.
Oh yeah, I forgot about wife lifting. Saw that on the list. Apparently, husbands lift up their wives and run around a track to see who can get there around the track the fastest.
Fun.
Who knew?
Give the wives ideas.
I know. Okay, well, that about wraps up what we have to talk about. Just some reminders. There are weekly make-it kits for teens here at the library, so make sure you stop by. Summer reading and the Master of Minutes is still going on. You can record in Beanstack. It ends July 29th. If you have not been recording, that's fine. You can go back to June 1st, estimate what you've read, plug it in. With lots of cool prizes for teens. I know that not a lot of people have turned it in. Upcoming events include book discussion on the 26th and karaoke party on the 27th. 26th will be our next regular meeting. The 27th is Wednesday. It'll be at the community center from 2 to 4. And then our end of summer reading party is going to be August 4th. It is a Thursday from 10 to 2. And then we will not have TAB or a podcast next month. That is August 9th. Instead, we will forego that one because it is the start of school and have a back-to-school bash and then get back on it in September. So thank you so much for joining us today with Time with TAB.